And welcome back to this special edition of the JM 2.0 and Nick Chill Show, everyone. Joining me on the program today is a very well-established artist who just released a new album called World Go Blue recently and is currently on tour promoting that. So I'm just going to read you guys a couple of reviews that she got just to show you how good and unique she is. Alpha's songs are pure, real, and lyrically fresh. Her unique voice combined with her knack for catchy tunes and beautifully written songs paint stories that capture listeners in ways they never knew. Just a breath of fresh air from what we often hear in today's music. And then another one, I've come across many singers during my 10 years as executive director of a national talent show, and Alpha is one of the classiest singers slash songwriters I've ever heard. She commands the stage in a way that invites you to listen to her words and let it move you. And I'm a fan for life. So those are just a couple of reviews to introduce the artist that is joining us on the program today. Ladies and gentlemen, Alpha Garcia. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, Alpha.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So your new album, World Go Blue, is actually doing pretty well in the music industry. It recently hit number 123 on CMJ's Radio 200 charts, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So to start off, you got interested in the music industry at a very early age. According to your website, www.alpha-music.com, you basically taught yourself guitar and began writing songs at age 13. It also says that you liked listening to classical music an awful lot when you were a child as well. So
yep.
How did listening to classical music as a child help to ignite your interest in music?
Well, you know, it's interesting because now I actually teach children music for, you know, when I'm not touring or anything. And I realize, just teaching such young kids, like I realize at that age, it's so important to just have an exposure to music, like regardless of the genre or, you know, just any kind of exposure to words and melody and composition is really, really important. And I think a lot of kids just connect to that. So I think for me, it was, you know, it could have been anything else. Like for other people, it's the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or whatever. And for me, it just happened to be classical music because that's just what my family was into. But, you know, I think I went through what a lot of people who grow up to be musicians went through, which is they just fell in love with, you know, the sound of it, melody and everything.
Now, it also says on your website that you also listen to a lot of Filipino folk. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I grew up in an immigrant family. I was actually born in the Philippines, and my grandfather plays a traditional instrument called the bandurria, and he would play that in groups. And so I grew up listening to a lot of that music, and we just sang a lot of folk tunes from sitting around in the Philippines and singing these songs. We would, like, come over here and sing them with other Filipinos, and that was very much part of that quilt of my childhood, I guess.
Who were some of your childhood influences that helped you to discover your interest in music?
Early on, I really got into, back in the 90s, you know, when Jewel and Fiona Apple had come out, and I had just started actually listening to the radio and listening to popular music at that time, and I think I connected really well with sort of that female vocal with an instrument. I really connected with that, so people like Fiona Apple, Sean Colvin, Jewel, you know, like I really connected with those sorts of singers early on. But I also started listening to this grunge band back in the day. They're called Silverchair. They're an Australian grunge band that came out, and for whatever reason, like, I just really got into the fact that they were writing their own stuff, and I think I was going through a little bit of, like, a teenage angst phase. So, believe it or not, it was actually this grunge band that got me into trying to write my own songs.
After your life in the Philippines, you eventually went to New York City, and you studied international relations at NYU. You started out as a journalist and hosted a live local music web series. What led you to leave this lifestyle to pursue a main career as a musician?
You know, I really feel like it was sort of the natural progression of things. I've been working for a few years, but I'd always had music in my life for as long as I could remember. So it just came to a point where I was kind of reassessing my life, and I realized how much music had informed my decisions in life, even if it was indirect, but informed where I decided to go to college. It informed what I chose to do in my free time when I was in college. It informed where I decided to go to high school even. You know, at a certain point, I was like, well, I could keep on doing this job and just keeping music as a side thing, but would I really be happy? And I knew that I had to just try it at least and see where it went. That's pretty much how it came to pass.
So in 2011, you left for LA to pursue that dream career in music. So explain to all of us the experience of how you transitioned to LA and how that paved the way to developing content for your new album, World Go Blue, that you most recently released.
Yeah, well, it wasn't easy, but it wasn't as hard as I think a lot of other people have it, because I actually have family in LA and I have some friends that I had made over the years out in LA. So I went in there knowing some people, and that really helped me kind of get a foot in the door of like places to play and people to sort of help me know what were some good avenues to pursue and all that. But it took really about a year and a half before I felt comfortable enough to really try to get an album together. That's when I did the Kickstarter last summer for the album. But as far as creative-wise, I think just being in a different place really informed my writing style, changed my writing style, and also kind of just added new elements to my sound.
So you describe your music as, quote-unquote, a clear blue sky and a candid soul. That begs listeners to hear what else you have to say. So what are some influences that you have in the music industry right now that played a role in the style of creating this new album?
Well, when I was creating this album, we went into it with the musicians in Nashville. We sort of, me and my producer Mark kind of told everyone, you know, just think Brandi Carlile, Aaron McCarley, Ingrid Michaelson, think along those lines. And it's interesting because when you listen to it, it's not exactly any of those artists, but it's kind of a good blend of all of that. But that is sort of like the framework that I'd had, because I was listening to a lot of like Aaron McCarley and Brandi Carlile and Sarah Bareilles and sort of those female songwriters.
So this is my favorite question that I've been looking forward to asking you since I've wrote up this list of questions. My favorite song off the album is Blue, and it has a pretty interesting music video that goes along with it. Not your typical music video that you would find for the melody and the harmony of this specific song. If you could explain to everyone what happens in this video and why that theme was chosen for the video, I would love to hear this.
Okay, well, if you haven't seen the video, which all of you should definitely see the video, it's on youtube.com/alphamusic. What happens in the video is I go on a bunch of first dates with different guys, and I don't know, for one reason or another, I guess each guy just falls short of what they should be to me, and rather than just breaking it off the right way, I whack them over the head with a ukulele, and then I bury them.
What was the mind frame behind creating that theme for the video? How did that come to light that you were going to do that in the music video?
Well, it was actually the idea of the director, Paul White. He had helped me with the album and had been kind of involved with my music for a few months. And he knew sort of the way that my fans and people around me viewed me and my music. He was like, yeah, everyone thinks you're this sweet, demure, quiet, like kind of just like a sweet, bubbly personality, which I am, you know. He was like, everyone thinks this of you. He's like, it would be really funny to do a video that started off like that, but then completely just turned that whole thing upside down. And he actually, when he presented the idea to me, he prefaced it by saying, look, you're totally okay to turn this down. This might be kind of crazy, but, you know, proceeded to tell me the idea of, you know, a serial killer that killed people with a ukulele. And I told him that I absolutely loved it. I thought it was hilarious. So yeah, that's basically how it all began. We wanted to do something that was out of the ordinary and not something that people would expect.
Well, I absolutely love the theme of that. I could not stop watching it and laughing at it. It was just so creative. So
I'm glad.
I give your director a lot of credit for coming up with that idea.
He's pretty great.
We supported your new album on LaSalle College Radio for over a month.
You have. Thank you so much for that.
Anytime. I personally loved it and recommended it to our Radio 200 director, and he was right on board with me. So a lot of people have already heard your music here at LaSalle. But for those people that are listening in right now that may not have heard your music before, where can they go to listen to some samples and perhaps purchase your songs?
Both albums are actually available on iTunes. And when I say both, sorry, I meant my last record and this record are available on iTunes, and you can listen to snippets over there. And it's also on Bandcamp, so alphamusic.bandcamp.com. So you can listen, you can purchase it there. And yeah, those are probably the two that I would direct people to go to check it out.
Well, Alpha, it was a pleasure to have you on the program today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you the best with your music career. I know that you're going to do extremely well.
Thank you. I really appreciate your support. I had no idea how the album would be received. To hear good feedback from people is just really, it's a good feeling. So I do appreciate the support.
Well, we all love it at LaSalle an awful lot, so anytime, and I'm happy to support it on our radio station.
Awesome. Well, I'll have to let you know when I head up to Boston at any point in the future.